Never bet the farm. How entrepreneurs take risks, make decisions, and how you can too. Authors, Anthony Quinto, and Stephen J.R. Spinelli. The attitude one has towards their business and towards their success or failure is a key component to lead a happy entrepreneurship and successful life. The question that should be asked is not whether you will fail as an entrepreneur, but rather when you do fail at a project, why and how did you fail? To get started, there are 15 basic principles to watch out for in a free enterprise. The 15 principles are divided into two parts: developing the correct frame of mind and making the right decisions. Developing the correct frame of mind. The 7 principles in developing the correct frame of mind include: 1. Entrepreneurship is a career. 2. Successful entrepreneurs are just like you. 3. There are no secrets to success. 4. Luck is part of the equation. 5. Never reach for a gallon when you only need a quart. 6. It shouldn't only be about money. 7. Embrace fear. Principle 1. Entrepreneurship is a career. By viewing entrepreneurship as a career, you can more easily accept the notion that if you experience a bankruptcy, you have not failed as an entrepreneur, and that by preparing in advance for such a setback, you can retain enough strength and resources for a second chance. Principle 2. Successful entrepreneurs are just like you. The truth of the matter is, there is no ideal entrepreneur, as common logic says that one person cannot possibly carry so many positive traits. Principle 3. There are no secrets to success. Despite the many fears of research, there is no guaranteed recipe for success. Principle 4. Luck is part of the equation. The point is to be able to recognize events as good or bad luck and have the willingness and ability to act upon them. This is what separates winners from losers. Principle 5. Never reach for a gallon when you only need a quart. Reaching for the ultimate is not the stepping stone for grand success. Many of the most prominent entrepreneurs had very modest hopes and dreams when opening up their businesses. Principle 6. It shouldn't only be about money. Financial wealth should not be the only criteria to evaluate the success of your business, as there are many other goals a business can help you reach. These goals could include anything from a lifelong dream, to a sense of pride of accomplishment, to expanding your social network. Principle 7. Embrace fear. Losing current or future earnings, disappointing others, or going into a deep debt are all types of fears that all entrepreneurs tend to share. Understand your fear and incorporate it into your decisions and plans. Making the right decisions. The following 8 principles of making the right decisions are meant to simplify decision-making, policies, and to increase your chances of a successful business. They include: 8. Never bet the farm. 9. Don't spend a dollar when a dime will do. 10. Always tap a bridge before crossing. 11. Only fools fly without a net. 12. Connect, but protect. 13. Buddy up. 14. Learn to play gray. 15. Plan a timely exit. Principle 8. Never bet the farm. Any free enterpriser must take their share of risks, but always keeping in mind, the bigger the risk, the harder the fall, the more difficult it is to recover. Principle 9. Don't spend a dollar when a dime will do. Big names like Apple, Dell, eBay, Google, Yahoo, and Sony are examples of businesses that started out either in garages, empty warehouses, or college dorms, and the likes, with a very limited spending budget. First off, starting small will automatically limit the size of your mistakes. Secondly, a limited budget forces you to prioritize your needs instead of your wants. A third advantage of starting small is that it gives you a competitive edge. A final reason noted is having enough resources left over to start a new venture. Principle 10. Always tap a bridge before crossing it. Overnight successes are usually a figment of our imagination. Top entrepreneurs take many years to hit the top. A successful strategy needs patience and wisdom to carry out its 5 basic rules. Rule 1. Never assume any venture is a sure thing. Rule 2. Let someone else be the pioneer. Rule 3. Make sure the market is ready for your idea. Rule 4. Make sure your product and organization are ready before you start. Rule 5. Grow no faster than your organization can handle. Principle 11. Only fools fly without a net. Along the road of your entrepreneurship, you will make hundreds of assumptions and correct and adjust those that don't work well. The outcome should be a plan B on hand if your plan A doesn't work. A well-established backup plan must fit your needs and accomplish these 3 objectives. provide you with emotional, intellectual, and financial support during the aftermath of a failed venture, provide you with a base from which to launch your next venture, make it easier for you to re-enter the marketplace. Principle 12, connect but protect. Like it or not, the entrepreneur must eventually establish a network of friends, family, and associates, who all will help improve the odds of success. The proper network can help you discover potential business opportunities and can provide you with potential resources, financial, human, and intellectual. When creating a network, learn to be aggressive. Do not accept those who will be of no value to you, and learn where to look for the right people. Do not trust people blindly, and use the means available to protect yourself. Principle 13, buddy up. For some, the idea of entering an entrepreneurship with a partner is unacceptable. They want their venture to be the sign of their own individuality and the rest of their ideas. But a partner is needed for several reasons. A partner can share the risk financially. A partner can provide encouragement and support. Nobody can do all the work alone. There is a multiplier effect on networking. Partnerships give legitimacy to the venture. Principle 14. Learn to play the gray. No one advocates breaking the rules, but there is a gray area in where some rules are meant to be broken, and the accomplished entrepreneur learns how to maneuver within the gray area. You can bend the rules in the following areas. 1. Dealing with the system. Rigid bureaucracies can sometimes hold you back. 2. Building an image. No need to lie, but there is no harm to stretch the truth a bit to build your image more positively. 3. Closing deals. But at crucial times, you might have to fulfill clients' requests that might seem unfavorable to you. 4. Being opportunistic. When you find an opportunity, use it without using the person who provided it. Principle 15. Plan a timely exit. It takes more from the entrepreneur to end a business in a timely manner than to enter it. Making the rational decision will determine a lot of their future success as an entrepreneur. A venture must be stopped either before it begins or after it starts. Before it begins. While you do your homework, you'll find that the venture is either feasible or not, or feasible for someone else. After it starts. If the facts look grim, ask yourself, are there changes you can make, and would these changes increase performance significantly? If the answer to both is yes, then your business still has potential. If you must shut down, do it timely to save your energy, finances, and resources for another project.